Hello. Welcome to my new podcast. I'm so excited to start this process. I'm happy to talk. I love to talk, and I hope that I make you happy while you're listening. Now, I've been listening on a few podcasts, and I noticed how everyone have like a dope intro. I'm not there yet. I'm trying to figure out what could work for me. Like I said, I'm new to this, but I'm so excited. You know, I've seen everyone's pretty much intro, which is pretty much dope, but I'm not a yo, it's your girl Malika. I ain't that type of girl, you know, that ain't my style. But over time, I hope to get my introduction together. And have a dope intro that y'all be like, damn, ooh, I'm about to listen to her. She got something to say. Anywho, before I let you know what my cast, see, I'm making podcast slang right there. If you didn't catch that, my cast, hilarious. Anyway, I continue. Before I let you know what my cast is about, I just want to let you know a little bit myself. I'm 26. I have 4 children. 7, 6, 4, 3. You can probably hear them in the background. You're probably going to hear them a lot. I don't have like a studio set up. I could go to another room, but they're going to follow me. You know, they're there. So just never mind them. Don't focus on their noises. Just listen to me. Okay. You know, yes, I got a lot of kids. I know I went hard as a motherfucker on the birthing situation. Definitely birthed a lot of kids in a short period of time. It's crazy. March Madness. That's all I can say. March Madness. It's a motherfucker. Sitting in that room, watching that game. All that extra time, snacks in front of you. What's happened? Children happen. Production happens. Alright, but I love life. I consider myself to be a funny person. I wish I was in a better position to do more, but I'm getting that together. You know, I'm 26. I got to go goddamn, at least a goddamn passport by 30. Goddamn. Fuck, I live in Ohio. I've been to a Pacers game. I've been to a Pacers. That's probably about the only time I can remember. I've been out of time. I went to a fucking Pacers game. But I'm from Mississippi, so I don't have like a strong country accent. Sometimes it kicks in, you know, and I'm like, damn, I'm country than a motherfucker. But then if you're leaving, I'm like, hey, back to the regular. You know, but like I said, I'm going to get that together. But I try to joke and laugh and have a good time. My motto is to be memorable. You know, live every day like in the moment and to be funny. Like, I've never ran across a person I've met and they left my presence. And then they don't remember me. Like, I'm a memorable person. Not to brag on myself, but brag on myself. I'm rememberable, and I love that about myself. I love I can walk in a room and just laugh and joke, and whoever it is, you know, I might mug you at first because I'm feeling you out. Like, once I feel you out, then I get to pick who you get. Like, if I feel you out, I used to be a server, okay? So as a server, when you go to the table, when you first introduce yourself, you got to feel that table. And it's not about making money off the person, you know, off the table. It's about making money off the table. But it's about an experience for that person. Here they are. They are from wanting to spend their money and have a good time, eat, and they are willing to pay you for giving them that experience. So when I was the server, I used to treat every table as an experience. I try to give them an experience. So as I introduce myself, I'll get a feel, but like, oh, okay. So if I go up to someone's table, for instance, and I say my name and they give me like a kind of off vibe, you know, I know not to be as funny as I would as a person who'd be like, hey, how you doing? You know, but I'm still gonna make you laugh, even though you haven't given me that energy like you wanna laugh. I'm still make you zag. You know, it's just in me. It's in me to do that. I love myself. I love the funny person that I am. You know, I just love to laugh, and I don't really take things seriously, especially in the world we live in now. You know, everybody takes everything so seriously and to heart, and you can't have a conversation with nobody without hurting some nobody's feelings. And you know, I can say some hard things, but I'm gonna say it in a joking way. I'm not saying it to down somebody. I don't like downing people. I always try to uplift somebody, or if I see somebody being down, I always try to like lift that person up, because this is the type of person I am, you know. But you know, the world we live in, man, everything, especially with the internet, everybody take everything to heart. Like, everything is a debate. Like, I've never seen so many fucking great debaters in my life. Like, there go 1,000 comments just debating. You know, I digress for just 1 second. Let me just get this off my chest. And so, how much power we have in the internet today as a society is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Especially when that whole Popeye's Chick-fil-A, that thing's going on now. I don't know if this podcast will be dated, but the whole Popeye's and the Chick-fil-A thing is going on. Man, Popeye's saved $23 million on advertising. $23 million. And I just be thinking to myself, like, what if we use that power that we have on little stuff like a chicken sandwich and actually do something and put that power that we have towards something that's bigger than us? Like, I just don't understand, and I don't want to understand, because I probably never understand, because probably nobody will ever get it. It's just the world that we live in today. Like, they'll never get it. But to have that much power at the tip of your thumb, basically how much power your thumb holds, is ridiculous. Like, it is absolutely ridiculous. And just people just kill me about how they use that and how they go about things, you know. Whatever, but I don't take things too seriously. It's probably half my fucking problem. I want to make a joke, everything. But like I said, it's just me. I don't care. It's just freaking me, you know. But this is not a therapy session. I'm not going to tell you about my problems and how I don't take things seriously and how, you know, we're not doing that. No. But I do want to say, I wanted to think of a topic for my podcast. You know, everybody has a label on there, and everyone goes about what they're talking about and situations and subjects they feel, you know. But I'm just so passionate about so many issues. Like, I love sports. I love football. I love football, y'all. I'm so excited for football to start back up. Like, it's ridiculous. I'm so excited to hear a smack of a football. What? That, when they, oh, I'm so excited. So I love to talk about football coming up, you know. I'm so passionate, and I have so many opinions about so many things, and I know that I can say it and put it in like a funny way where that I can enjoy saying it, and y'all can enjoy hearing it, and we ain't got no problems. Like, I ain't got 1,000 people in my comments cussing me out. If I get there, hopefully I'll get there, you know, have 1,000 motherfuckers in my comments. After that, I'm getting paid, bro. Like, I don't care. Y'all gonna have to deal with ads. Y'all gonna have to deal with ads. I'm like, I'm selling the fuck out. As soon as I get popular on this podcast shit, if I get popular, but I'm gonna put the work in, y'all, for real. Like, I'm gonna put the work in so I can really get this together. Y'all getting at it, bro. Like, at it. Like, fucking joke. At it. You're getting ads like a motherfucker. Okay. You wanna? Yeah, come on. I'll give you 15 seconds. What? You want a minute? I think I can do a minute. I'll do a minute. Contract signed. Anywho, like I said, I'm a passionate about a lot of things. I have a lot of things to say about everything. And the great thing about that is y'all can just hear me and respond later. Maybe you'll forget. But anyway, like I said, I'm passionate. And I feel like with this podcast game, you gotta have like a lot of passion behind what you say and what you feel. Like, you gotta, this is not like a video like Instagram. People ain't getting a visualization of what you're talking about. You gotta pull that person in. And I used to write poetry, and maybe sometime down the road I can share a couple poems that I wrote. I started writing poems when I was very young. It used to be a website called Ghetto Soul Poetry, and I had a couple poems published on there, and I got some good feedback. But I love to draw people in with your words. It's all about your words and like how you draw people in, and, you know, I'm passionate about that. I love to write. I wrote a couple books before, nothing that got published, but just things for myself that I could read and I could reflect on. And I had a couple other people getting my input, but you know what, y'all, I ain't gonna keep talking bullshit. We gonna speak, bruh. We gonna speak with this podcast game, because I'm telling you, I'm letting you know, like, I'm coming strong with this. I really want y'all to feel me. I want to feel y'all. I want to relate. Let's talk back and forth. Let's get to know each other. Like I said, I'm gonna go ham on this motherfucker, you know? Hard as a motherfucker, you know? But that's what it is, you know? I want to spread Malik around like butter. You hear me? Like butter. It's a lot of Malika to go around. And, you know, let's flourish together. You know, but, you know, I digress. I do that a lot. I get off topic a lot. I have bad problems staying on topic. That's probably going to be, like, one of the hardest things for me. I can go from this, that, and the other, and then forget about what we're talking about, and then I'm on some whole other shit. So, I'm going to get that together. I cuss a lot. I do. I cuss. I cuss around my kids. If you don't like that, oh, fuck well. You know, I don't care. Don't listen to me. But I cuss. I wanted to cuss since I was little. I said, man, as soon as I get grown, I'm going to be cussing like a motherfucker. My vocabulary is very strong. I'm going to try to throw some vocabulary words up in there for y'all. But, I cuss. I'm a cousin. Sorry. Whatever. Get with it or get out. Anyways, if I had to fake a name for my podcast until I can come up with one temporarily and change it back later, because I'm indecisive and I have problems making decisions. Like I said, not a therapy session, guys. Not a therapy session. Anywho, it'd probably be called A Laugh About Everything. Like I said, I love to laugh. I think I said that like 18 times since I've started this, and we're not even 15 minutes in the game, people. But like, I wanna laugh. I wanna find a laugh in everything. I wanna say how I feel. You know, I wanna put it in a good way. I wanna get to know y'all. I want y'all to get to know me, you know. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. It's definitely gonna be fun. So let's get to talking. Let's get this started. You know, I'm thinking like, what could be the first topic that I could talk about? You know, I thought about it really hard and I came to a decision. Alright. I got sound effects. I'm gonna put a drum roll right here. Nothing. I'm not gonna talk about nothing. I'm for real, I'm not gonna talk about nothing. But me.
I'm just playing, yeah. I'm just playing.
But yeah, I don't really wanna start off my first podcast getting into like a deep issue, or going hard as a motherfucker about something. So I decided to just make my podcast about nothing. I really just want to let everybody get to know me and get this thing started right. But I do have something to say. Recently, I got a little tea. Recently, I had a friend, and I have friends, they tell me shit. I think I'm a fucking therapist. I think I got the right idea about everything, but my own relationship's messed up. Maybe we get down the line, we can talk about my relationships more, but it is what it is when it comes to me. But I think I can help everybody else in their relationship, but anywho. So,
inside burp.
I was talking to my friend and she got the situation where she likes to be chased. Okay, so chase. She likes the thrill of the chase. She likes that constant texting back and forth. Where you at? What you doing? Talking, yawning, blase, blase. But when it gets time for the real real, and when the chase is over and we have a winner, folks back out, you know. And I like a good chase, I'm not gonna lie. I like a good chase. I love to be mysterious when I'm talking to a person. I'm not talking to nobody right now. Like, I have, like, friends. I won't say that I'm serious with anybody, nor am I trying to be. Like I said, I have 4 children. I don't have time for a relationship. I have things in my life I'm trying to fucking figure out. I don't have time to figure out myself, them, and then another motherfucker. Like, I've been there, done that. But anyways, I love to be mysterious. Like, if somebody DM me and we talking, and I'll shoot 4 messages and then they'll send me a message. I'll reply on some like LOL shit, like stop. And then I won't hit you up for a couple days, only because Imply said it best, you gotta let their mind wander. Like, I love to let people mind wander. I don't know why. Like, I don't get involved with people like that, only because it's like, I don't want, no one will really know the real me unless I want you to know. When I say real me, I'm not saying that I'm coming off fake or I'm being fake any kind of way. It's just saying I'm not going to give you the rawness of me, you know? The rawness of you. Like, did y'all just hear what I just said? That's deep. That's deep in itself, the rawness of you. Like, you completely raw, and that don't mean like no makeup, nails, whatever, clothes, money, cash, cars. No, that means like the true you, how you feel, your emotions, your mind state, all that. Like, I don't know, I've been raw with one person. Look, here go the fucking therapy session, y'all. I've been raw with one person, and it's one guy. I'm like I said, I don't think I said this, but I'm gonna be honest and straightforward, because that's the only way you're gonna get anywhere, if you're just honest and straightforward. So I'm gonna try to be as honest and straightforward as I possibly can without, for one, getting myself in trouble. And no way, I'm not getting in trouble for y'all. Or two, giving up somebody's business, you know? But anyway, like I was saying, I've given myself, I've been the rawness of me to someone before, and I fell in love with that person. Like, this person I will always love. Like, you, you know when you find somebody, every relationship after them, I'm gonna just say this. If you was ever in a relationship with someone and you care for that person so much that you, every other relationship you are in after that person, you compare your relationship with them, you have a problem. You have a problem. You've given someone the rawness of you. And now you won't let that barrier go. You won't feel free to be yourself anymore. because you always comparing and thinking about what that last relationship is or what it could do. So if you're in that situation, call that motherfucker. Call that motherfucker, text that motherfucker, see where they at, what they doing, if it's a chance y'all can get back, because you never know, if it's a chance y'all could possibly be get back, and the feeling is mutual, then you need to let that, you need to let that work out and end, because it's not ending. If you keep comparing your shit, it's not ending, like, it's not an end to it. Folks just need to put an end to it. Maybe that's my problem, but anyway, like I said, we was talking about my friend. She liked to chase. Like I said, I like to be a mysterious person. So, back to her. She fucked around. Got in a chase with the guy. Not like a physical wee, wee, wee. There's like police sirens. I'm going to add fake police sirens right here. Like that. Anyways, chasing the guy and the chase ended. And now she's on the opposite end of what she puts out. Meaning, she wanted to be chased, and so she would let the guys chase her, and she wouldn't chase back. So the roles has just been reversed. Now, she's the chaser. She's the chaser, and she doesn't know what to do with this situation. So I gave her a little bit of advice. I'm going to share my advice with y'all. Do with it what you please. But boom, here it is. My advice was let it go. Like, she wants to know what is it within her, like, that made him stop the chase. And I let her know, like, it is what it is. Flick and blick. It is what it is. You can't let yourself get tied up in how another person feel, because you would never understand their thoughts about how they feel at that situation or how they feel in that moment. Even if you think that you have a clear understanding of how they think and feel, you don't ever know. So, you know, it's hard being the chaser now, if you're used to being chased, because you feel awkward. When people chase you, you build up this confidence within yourself, and for you to become the chaser, you kind of lose that confidence, and you begin to self-doubt, but I don't know. So y'all let me know. Comment, whatever, how this shit works. You talk to me, however you communicate to me, let me know. What do you think about the chase? You know, what do you do when the chase is over? How do you react when you're the chaser? You know, no one wants to be the chaser. I feel like everybody wants to be chased. I don't care who you are. You're gonna leave somebody on. You're gonna allow them to chase you because how you wanna feel a certain type of way. And y'all might listen to this and be like, well, folks, people just chase people because they wanna build themselves up. Yes. What do you think Instagram is? Instagram is a big ass chaser app. Y'all chasing these Instagram models or these fake ass people out here. Y'all chasing, and they ain't chasing y'all. So, like, I don't know. But that Instagram's like a big ass chaser app. Everybody's chasing somebody, you know, when you need to chase yourself. But anyway, we ain't gonna get on that deep ass motherfucking level right there. I just tried to go to. But still, let me know, do you like to be chased? You know, let me know a situation that you've been in where you was the chaser or the chasee. But yeah, you know, we're about 25 minutes into this. like I said, it's my first podcast. I'm going to enjoy doing this. I'm going to try to pick this up. And probably not every day because I got a lot of kids. I don't got a lot going on. Basically, just sitting in the house chilling. But I'm going to try to get to this thing. I'm going to have my kids in the act. But this is just going to be fun. This is just going to be a fun process, y'all. Y'all just continue to keep listening. I'm going to try to share this and get this out. And just keep listening to me. We're just going to have fun. We're going to have a lot of laughs. We're going to have good talks. That's what I'm about, bro. That's what I'm about. But laugh about everything, y'all. Live in the moment and be memorable. All right. Peace.